It's new.
The Saturday Night Showcase happens now. Power 93.5.
Let's Wichita local artists get their shine on.
ICT's Party Station.
The only station that's supporting Wichita's local artists. Power 93.5.
Hey, what's up, family? It is Rolls Royce from Power 93.5. Doing something a little different today. I wanted to kind of switch it up. Had Blake Warrior come in to do an interview for a Saturday Night Showcase. And we had a great interview. He sat in here, had some great answers, and I wanted to post the full interview. So we decided to do a Saturday Night Showcase extended version. So this is going to be posted on Facebook, on our website. Hope you enjoy it. I'll probably be doing more of these, maybe thinking about a podcast. Who knows? The sky's the limit. But I did want everybody to do this. He's a great guy, doing some great things. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the things he's going to be doing in the city, for the city. And I know he has some great things to come. So, Blake, thank you for stopping by, man. We're going to start it off. Hey, I always start it off easy. Let us know who you are and how long you've been doing music.
Blake Warrior and I have been doing music for probably over 10 years.
And then everybody's inspired by somebody to do music. Who inspired you? Who inspired you to do music?
Let's say Drake, Lenny Kravitz, Jay-Z, Big, just the regular, like, combination of sing and rap, you know? It goes together pretty dope.
So I noticed in your music, you do rap, do some hip-hop, you also do some R&B, but which one do you prefer doing more?
I don't even know. It's just pretty much whatever I'm feeling that day, you know? Because on Table for Two, you got me rapping the whole thing. And then on Be Mine, you got me, like, always on the road. Girls, they call my phone. And then on Lenny Kravitz, you got me, like, on the whole rock tip, you know? So it's just pretty much however I'm feeling that day.
New album, Table for Two. How'd you come up with the concept?
Just based off my life, for real, you know? I may have a rock star type of weekend, you know, and then wake up Monday morning like, man, that was crazy. And then just record that way. Or I may fall in and out of, you know, whatever I fall in and out of with these women. And, you know, I'll wake up on a Table for Two tip, you know. It's pretty much because, I don't know why I'm like this, but I just, my life with them is kind of like a revolving door, you know. Say it all the time, because they come, they go. And I always take them to Jackie Chan's. If I've ever taken you to Jackie Chan's sushi, Jackie Chan's, it's on Harry and Rock.
So you're saying you had the songs already done, and then they just fit into one cohesive project.
That's exactly what happened. I just recorded for 6 months, because Casanova was in March. So I just recorded heavy for 6 months, and then only a month ago, I came together with Flim, and he was like, you know, okay, let's kind of structure these. Because there's a lot of them there. And, yeah, you know, we got it structured top to bottom. It's just songs over the course of six. Actually, probably more than that. Because Mary, I recorded maybe last year, you know. So they're just songs that I didn't get used. And some I recorded recently. And then it just came together that way.
You've been performing a lot? How long you been performing live?
About a couple years, like 2 years. But not like consistent, you know, every weekend type of shows. It's always been 3 months in between, you know, and only because I was pushed out there. Because I was always, initially, I'm always like, nah, you know, I'm going to miss this one. When it comes to, like, delivering that to other people, you put yourself in a position to be judged, kind of, you know. And that's what, like I always say, that's what makes it weird, you know, especially with the performer. Because there's cameras on you. It could be a room full of 100 people, but low-key, there's thousands of people in that crowd. Because every person has at least probably 500 people, you know, and they're shooting video, so this is multiplying quick.
I always like to ask this to the people who come in here. This time next year, where would you like to see yourself?
I would like to see myself excited, you know, super confident, fresh off a tour, coming in here, you know, a whole year later to catch up, you know, on what's been going on. And when I say building, I don't want to paint the picture that, like, you know, it's in the works, you know, we already got things scheduled. But it's an aspiration that we are trying to take the necessary steps to bring to fruition.
And, of course, let them know where they can find you, social media, all that great stuff.
You can find me under Blake Warrior Blarrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Google. Google is probably the best one because my name, like, it's actually my name, you know. So if you type in Blake Warrior on Google, like, I immediately pop up.
And I didn't want to forget this. I did want to ask, who worked with you on the Table for Two album?
Some of the people I worked with locally and still continue to work with locally would be Jordan Lattimore, you know. Menho did the photography. Jordan actually produced Liquor and Sedatives, Corp produced, and Ugly Friend produced, it's called Ugly. I worked with Menho did the photography. I worked really closely with Mars Mansion. Shout out to Leslie's in the Delano District. That's where we got the cover art from. Shout out to Men too and Mars Mansion and all my friends. So originally, which ones weren't going to make it? It was Fire with Fire. Yeah. Originally, Fire with Fire wasn't going to make it. Table for Two wasn't going to make it. Mary wasn't going to make it. And I think those are the three that I was like kind of dead set on not using. Because it seems like those personal songs always end up being the, you know, those ones that kind of make you cringe. If you do music, you'll understand, you know. But you listen to it and you kind of cringe like, ooh, I might have said too much. But those end up being, you know, the songs people enjoy the most.
I know, right? It's funny how it works out like that.
That's how a lot of my projects even come together, you know. They just come from me, like, running out of juice because, you know, I might record for a week straight and I've run all out of ideas and I'll just scroll through my entire hard drive and like, do I have enough to put something together that goes together here? Like, even on my next projects, I have songs right now on my laptop that didn't make this one, but they're dope enough and I'm like, okay, maybe this will catch, you know, catch its fire on the next concept we decide to go with. It was actually originally going to be called Poetry in Motion. Then I started working with Flim, and it was like Flim and Will, because Will, everybody over Mars Mansion, honestly. It was like, nah, that doesn't fit, you know? And I had to make sure I was open-minded about that. I couldn't be like, nah, you know, Poetry in Motion can come later. So we were at Choice Studio. And so we were sitting and talking, everybody's jamming, and we're just going through concepts. And then he said Table for Two, and I was like, And then we get on the subject of Revolving Door. That's actually the first song on it, Revolving Door, because that was the title we were talking about before Table for Two. So, but we decided against it because it was like two. It wasn't open enough, you know? Table for Two kind of opens it up because I feel everyone can relate. Everyone's waited on something before that, you know, they weren't sure was coming, whether it be a person, whether it be money, whether it be a job. We've all waited for something that didn't come.
Blake, I got to thank you for coming by Saturday Night Showcase, doing the interview here at Power 93.5. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the extended version. And, you know, we're just missing one thing. Blake, go ahead and introduce your song.
This is Blake Warrior. This is my song, Be Mine, on 93.5.
Yeah, it's about 4 in the morning. I just came from O6. Be mine. Yeah, and nobody else's. Be mine, and nobody else's. Always on the road. Girls, they call my phone. They don't love me like they say they do. They don't love me like they said they would. Spend my time alone. 64 show. They gon' pay me like I said they would. They gon' pay me like I said they would. Be mine. And nobody else's.
dancer. I started sinking. Titanic, yeah, I'm here for ransom. Get a refund. Always on the road. The girls, they call my phone. And they don't love me like they said they would. They don't love me like they said they would. Give her a bump, she need to stay up. I cannot drive, I'm back on the road. Strip of the wife, your story gets old.
Wichita's local artist shine. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Or text us at 21272 and let us know what you think of tonight's local artist. Only on Wichita's Power 93.5.